We'll start again. Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Two dots around 20 lines from the bottom. Hasus Bashir. Hasus Bashir. Zog de Gemara. Ma Yoitzin u Ma'inim Shochin. It says that a sus, a horse, allowed to wear a leash, a collar actually. So what is this collar? It says Yoitzin v'nim Shochin Bashir. So Ma Yoitzin u Ma'inim Shochin. What is those two definitions? Yoitzin and Mishochin. It goes and it gets pulled. Omer Avuna. Oyoitzin kruchin. Kruchin means that it's wrapped around the neck. It's not hanging down that you can use it as a leash. It's wrapped once, twice, three times, all around the neck. Oynim shochin. It's either or. It can either go with the leash wrapped all around or hanging that you can actually pull the animal. Ushmul amar no. Yoitzin nim shochin ven yoitzin kruchin. It can only go when it's hanging down when it can actually be pulled, but it can't go when it's wrapped around the neck. B'masisatona, yoitzin kruchin nimoshech. Kruchin Moshech, Rashi says, in Tupshotim, either it's taka wrapped around the neck, but it's the space between the wrapping and the neck that you can stick your hand in and lead the animal by pulling it that way. Or that there's a little rope sticking out after it's wrapped. Wrap, 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 and then there's a little rope that you can still pull it. So mele, it's Kruchin Moshech. Now, the vort in Kruchin is Pashtus, without Kruchin Moshech, that you're allowed to go even though it's a noy, even though it's only to beautify the animal. He has a beautiful a choker, a neck piece that goes around and around. So, because noi, this type of noi is urche, and that's why he held its mutter. Urche, noi, we said it's only mutter when it's urche, when it's the derech. Something that's out of the ordinary, like we said before, when you color it and you kalei it l'noi, ben kaneo, that type of noi, everyone agrees, is also. Om Rav Yosef Chazina Luhu, I saw, he says the following edus. I saw Iglu Dvei Ravuna Yoitzim Afar saying, Kruchim Mishabas. They went with the rope, with the leash, wrapped around their neck a few times. And he held that this noy is Urche, it's Mutter. Kios Rav Dimi Om Rav Chanina, Muloy Shal Beis Rebbe. Rav Dimi said, the mules are Beis Rebbe. Pardo is Agrashi. The mules are Beis Rebbe, Yoitzim Afar saying, Bishabas. They went with their leashes on Shabbos. Now, what is he testifying? That they went with the leashes in Mishachin? The Gemara is going to ask, did he mean Nimshachin or did he mean Kruchin? Ibailu Kruchin or Nimshachin? What kind of aid is Rav Dimi saying? So Gemara Toshma Kiosa Rav Shmuel Bayehuda. Rav Shmuel Bayehuda said, Om Rav Chanina, Muloy Shal Beis Rebbe Yoitzim Afar saying, Kruchin B'Shabbos, that the mules of Beis Rebbe went wrapped around their neck, meaning Noi is Mutter. Amru Rabbana Kameh Ravasi, Hod Rav Shmuel Bayehuda Lo Tzricha. I need Rav Shmuel Bayehuda's testimony to say it was Kruchin. Mid Rav Dimi Nafka. Rav Dimi said that they went Bafa saying. Obviously he meant Kruchin. Just tell me that they went Nimshachin, for that you don't need Rav Dimi for. Why? Zog Demora, the Isak that Rav Dimi Nimshachin Koma. If Rav Dimi stopped telling us that they went Nimshachin, that they had a rope, Mid Rav Yudom HaShmuel Nafka. We know that from another statement of Rav Yudom HaShmuel, which is what? The question that we asked numerous times already in the last Talmud. If they asked Rebbe, if you take the gomel and you place on it a stronger type of leash, like a choytem, or you take a naka, a wilder animal, and you place, instead of the nose ring, you place the afsa, the regular rope, so your machlif, if you do a shmir p'chusa, it's of course for sure osa, but if you do more, is more worse, is it too easy to say a mutar osa? Rabbi Yossi answered, I'll tell you what my father Rabbi Yossi said. There are four animals to go with an afser. Afser is the minimal one, which is hasus vaperet. Peret is a mule. Hagoma vachamor. Now, the fact that he said the mule can go with an afser, it means only an afser. And you can't have more than that. You can't have nitrus yiserta. Now, that's what he answered him on this question of machlifin. So, if this is the case, this was said, Machlifin Hoyu Lifnei Rebbe. They asked Rebbe this question. Now, if it was asked in front of Rebbe, that means Rebbe agreed to what Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi said, that you can only have an afser. So, if Rebbe was there and Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi just told him that my father Rebbe Yossi said he can only have an afser and not more than that, but the point is, he can have an afser. So, you don't need a testimony of Rav Dimi to say that the Milois of his Rebbe went with an afser, that we know already from the statement of Rav Yudom Shmuel, that they said they asked Rebbe, could you have a Shmir Yiserta? And Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi says, no, you have to have exactly an afser, not more. So, the fact that it went with a regular rope, you don't need to tell me. So, must be Rav Dimi was saying that it meant wrapped around Kruchin. Amalu Ravasi, Itzchle, you still need it. Dime de Rav Yudah Nafka, this statement of Rav Yudah, that they asked Rebbe, what's the halacha of Machlifin? Havamina, Amalafon of Alakiblamine. Just because they asked him the question, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi answered, my father said so, who said Rebbe accepted it? Maybe Rebbe didn't accept it. Kamashlan the Rav Dimi. So you need Rav Dimi to say, I saw the mules of Beis Rebbe. They went with the Afarsein, which means that they actually warned him Shachin. He accepted it. V'yid Rav Dimi, and from Rav Dimi alone, Havamina Hanamilin Mishachin. Maybe that's only as a rope hanging, aval kruchin, but wrapped around loy. Kamashman Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda says black and white. The meloy Shabbos Rebbe went by saying kruchin wrapped. I just have one aura, which I didn't have a chance to look into. We showing him. The Gemara says maybe Rav Shmuel Rav Yosi's statement wasn't accepted by Rebbe. We just had the Gemara earlier in Dafnun Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that ma'u lahatmin b'shal tzoynan. So he said boy rei kam mechavin zeh zeh. And we said that Rebbe said he agreed and retracted from his statement. He says, Yalad be matbin betzoinen. Why? Because kvar hoyre zoken. Once he heard Rebbe Shmuel saying his father's name, he agreed. Kvar hoyre zoken. Mechavin zezeh. So we see he was mekabel as soon as he heard something b'shem Rebbe Yosi. So over here, something the Gemara says he heard it, but he wasn't mekabel. The Zelb de Gemara, a blot earlier, a different parak. Here it says, Poshet kiblamine once Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yosi, kam mechavin zeh mizeh, kvar hoyre zoken. Because even though he's kofuf, he was kvahir zaken, he accepted whatever Rabbi Yosi, b'shmol b'Rabbi Yosi. And here the Gemara says, b'shmol b'Rabbi Yosi said, and whatever he said, who said he accepted it? Yesh la'ayin. Zok the Gemara. Umazin alein v'toivlin b'mkoyman. So it said in the Mishnah that if you have this collar that has a ring around it, and the ring, and through there you put the rope, if let's say it became tomei meis, so you mazin, you can sprinkle the eva pora aduma, and you can be toivel it. If it's tomei, you can put the whole animal in the mikveh. You're not worried about chatzitza of the ring being very tight with the rope or it's stuck against the animal. And you're not worrying about sprinkling the hazor that it has to go only on the chelik that's tomei. It can go on the animal. That's a chisarn in hazor. So you can do it bimkom. You don't have to remove it. You can leave it on the animal. Let's start step one. You're assuming that a ring can be mekabel tuma. Not every ring can be mekabel tuma. But tanan. The Mishnah in Kalim says, Tabas Odom Tumeya. If it's a human ring, then it's Mekabel Tumah. That's Tomei. Tabas Odom. However, Tabas Behemah of a Kalim, if it's an animal ring, if it's a ring that's a part of a Kli, Veshar Kol HaTabois Tahoros. Rashi says, Ke'en Shoysim B'Goyz Yodos HaKalim. You know, you have a frying pan with a ring. That's tar. That's not a kli. When it's tabas odom, which he puts on his finger, that's noi. An animal, it's not called a. It's a tachshit. So it's tomei. Because you learn from clay midyon, it says over there tachshitin that are mentioned at sort of its summit. So it has to be a tabas and odom. A tabas ahema, which is around a ring that you have around the collar, it's not a kli. So it's not a kabatuma. Or tabas of kalim is not a kabatuma. Tahoyrois. And for the Gemara, Dafnun Beis Amid Beis. How is this ring with Kabbal Tumah in the first place? This collar ring that you want to be metired with Hazar, with the mikveh. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, look at my two terutzim. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, beboyin minoy odom lanoy behema. We're talking about a very specific ring that it was originally a ring of a person. And then the kid outgrew it and they decided to use it for a collar for an animal. And Zogt Rashi, Uba Oidoi La'odam Nitma, while it was used for a human, when it was a Kli, that's when it became Tomei. And now you put it on the animal, so it's Tomei. And that's why it's Taka Tomei. Because it originated as a Tabas Odom. Now Rashi says on the top, that when we said that they're Tohar, if it's a Tabas of a Kli, it's not a Tachshit, it ain't Tachshit the Kli. Ukli namely have a latachid kli. However, but oidem chuboges, if it's one chefza, a kli of course is tomei. So the ring is a part of the kli. What we're talking about is then it's a yad kli. We're talking about, but it's mechuba kamoyu. We're talking about when it's removed, that tabas is not a kabbal tumah. So the Gemara's first teretz is it was once upon a time a tabas of Odom became tomei, and now it's used for an animal. Tosis and Oman Aleph argues, and Tosis says, he brings the Rashi, that it became tomei when it was b'oidah b'ad Odom. So Tosis, you don't have to say so. U'b'chinah pirshkach. De'afilo ach she'ichtel behema mekabel tumah. Even after you decided to use it now for an animal, it could be mekabel tumah. Why? She'ein oilam mekabel tumah mikan ve'elech ela b'shinu ma'isa. Once it was a human ring, It doesn't change it to an animal ring just because you decided to use it for a collar. It's still called your daughter's ring. Just because you use it for a collar, it's still mekabel tuma. It's a kli. A human ring is a kli. An animal ring is not. Once it wasn't a human ring, it doesn't change into an animal ring just because you decided to use it for an animal ring. You have to do a maaseh to change it. If you bang it out and you change it, then taka, it's considered an animal ring. But without that, you don't have to say it became tomei when it was a human ring and now it's used as an animal ring. Zoktaisis, it could have been used as an animal ring. It's still called a human ring, and it can become tummy on the collar because it was a human ring that never changed. That's Tosis Kasha. Zok the Gemara, the Tzveite Teretz, Rav Yosef Omar, Hoyel Va'odam Moshe Behemes HaBehema. The reason why it's tummy, we asked the question, an animal ring is not a Kabbal Tumah. The Teretz says it's meant for a human. What's the purpose of that ring? The purpose of that ring is for the human to be able to pull the animal. So it's considered for human usage. So human usage is called a kli for a person. Just because it happens to be on an animal, that doesn't mean it's not a kabbal tumah. It's not the animal's ring. The animal doesn't need a ring. It doesn't have to look good. It's the human in order for him to be able to pull the animal. So that's a kabbal tumah. Then we learn, if you have a stick that you use to whip the animal, so if it's made out of wood, pshuti kliyetz, I'm a kabbal tumah. But if it's made out of metal, then it's a kabbal tumah. What's the reason? After all, it's an animal utensil. Why should it be a kabbal tumah? The Teretz is, it's for humans to be able to whip the animal. Since it's used by a person to be roided the animal, so that's called a human makel, even though it's for the behema. So over here also, the ring is meant for the person to pull the animal, so it's mekabel tuma, it's called a kli. Hochanami hoyel v'od ha-moyshech behen, it's called a kli. Now, zok de gemorah, v'toivlim b'mkoymon. So we said, y'toivl b'mkoymon. Frek de gemorah v'ikah chatzitza. So there's two pshotim. Rashi learns, the chatzitza is, shetabas ha-kvur b'shir kvur by. The ring and the rope is so tight that the rope, there's no room between the rope and the ring to be able for the water to enter all areas of the ring. So it's a chatzitza. Tosis learns that the reason why it's a chatzitza is because shepomim mesirin oison ve'oisim em melochim fnei atzman shim koshoi kvuyim betzave behemo ya kol choshim kliyechot ve'lo ya bechatzitza. Aha. So first Tosis argues on Rashi and he says that water doesn't have to enter, because if the rope and the ring are never removed from one another, it's all considered one kli. You don't have to, then it's one kli. But the Teretz says, since sometimes you remove the rope from the ring and you use it on its own, so then it's not kli echod. So then it's separate. You have to look at a separate entity. Then it's chatzitza. Then every area of the ring has to get wet. If it's one kli, then pshat is you put the kli in the mikveh. Then there's no problem. It's one kli. It's like the inside of the part that's part of the kli itself that's covered. That's the kli. Mashenken, if it's separate something, then it needs to be. And that's why over here it would be a chasaron of chatzitza. But Rabbeinu Peres says in Upshat, the chatzitza is shudovik betzava behema. It's because the ring is tight against the animal's neck. That's why it's a problem of chatzitza. Not because the rope is against it. The rope is against it. It's only considered a chasaron chatzitza if you remove the rope from the ring sometimes. So then you look at it as a separate entity. Otherwise, it's one kli. But Tosis says, no, the chatzitza is because the animal's neck is tied against the ring. So, fact the Gemara ve'ik chatzitza, zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Ami, b'sheritron. We're talking about that you took a hammer, and you banged it out, and you widened it. So like this, there's room either for the rope to enter, or it's not so tight. So, zok the Gemara, if you banged it out, so leimer Rav Ami, Rav Yosef, Svirelei, we just said before, two terutzim. L'chayre, only a kli adam is metame, not a kli behema. So Rav Yitzchak said, it was a kli adam, and you decided to use it for a collar. And Rav Yosef said that it's called a kli adam because you use it to pull the animal. So Rav Ami's teretz that we're talking about, that you banged it out, has to be like Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that the reason why it's called mekabel tumah, because it's meant for a person. Why? The ik Rav Yitzchak, if he holds like a Yitzchak nafcha, if you hold like a Yitzchak, don't my boy mene adam lanoi behema. The reason why it's mekabel tumah, because it once upon a time was a human ring, came on the ritron of b'maisa. If you banged it out to widen it, so you did a maisa. And if you did a maisa, we said, kol hakelim uparcha latumah. The tumor automatically leaves when you do a shinu maisa. If you take a hammer and you bang out a human ring and your daughter's not going to wear it anymore, so then it's not anymore called a ring. So then automatically the tumor is parcha. So then you don't have to put it in the mikveh. What's all sugya about the makabal tumor? You have to retire it. it's not tomei anymore. Once you banged it out and you changed it, you did a shinu ma'isa. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. And Mishnah says, "Kol hakelim yodin de'tumosim." All utensils become tomei b'machshava. That means if you decide that you are going to now think about something, meaning this is the Gemara Melacha, I am in the middle of what's it called? I'm in the middle of making a kli, and I'm finishing up. This is the end stage. I'm finished. So then it's ready to call the kli, it's mekabel tumah. Then oilim mitumason, but it doesn't become tar if let's say you decided to take a piece of hide, and now you said, you know what, I want to use it as a carpet. So it's ready to be used as a carpet. It's mekabel tumah. Then let's say you change your mind. You say, you know what? I want to use it for a shoelace. So there needs a lot more to be done to it to create a shoelace. So that's not oilim mitumason. Just because you thought about now change your mind and you want to take this hide and make it into something else, into a strap. So that's not going to make it. That's not a kabbal tumah. It's not oilim mitumason. It's not going to remove the tumah. Ela b'shinu ma'isa. Unless you take it and you change it. You have to bang it. You have to change it. You have to tear it. You have to break it. So we see clearly, if you banged it, so then it's a shinu ma'isa. So if we're talking about Ritron that he banged it out, so then it can't be that it was once upon a time the teretz of Yitzchok that it was tummy because it was a kli of a person minoy adam l'noy behema. Because then it's very namakabal tumah. So must be holds like of Yosef that it's used for a human, and that's what's makabal tumah. And just because you banged it, it's still used for a human to pull the animal. Zok the Gemara, there's no raya. No. Sovalok Reb Yudah doma ma'isa letakin lav ma'isahi. Here the Gemara is saying, alam de sheteretz, that what's called a shinu ma'isa that removes the tumah? A ma'isa that's mekalkel, that's destructive. Here the ma'isa that you're doing, you're banging, is in order to be misakin it, in order that the rope should be able to go into the ring much easier. And it shouldn't be tight, so tight roped. So it's the ma'isa that you're doing is gufa tikkun. So that's why it's not called a shinu ma'isa that removes, lo'olam he called like a Yitzchok. The reason why it's told me because it was a human kli. It was a boy mene Adam. If you banged it out, it doesn't mean that it loses the shame tumor. Because it's not a ma'isa kilko. Destructive act is considered removal of tumor. But a bang with a hammer, which is productive in order to make it more usable, that doesn't remove the tumor. Now the pella is because klape tashmish odom, it's destructive. It's not used anymore for a ring for a person because you banged it. You can't wear it anymore once you bang it out. So for a human, it's not going to be used. But still, that's called ma'isa l'takin. Where's the tikkun? Tikkun for behema. But the behema is never makabal tumah anyways. So it's memonoshech. You're looking mitzad of behema. Behema is not makabal tumah. The tikkun, klapi the behema, it's at the end of the day for the person, it's a kilkul. So you have to say that a ma'isa that's be'etzem misakin, it cannot be called a kilkul, cannot be called a shinu ma'isa. If it's misakin, even for something else. And it's not called a kilkul in the kli odom because at the end of the day, it's misakin for the behema. Now, Taisa says that when the Gemara gave a teretz of Ritchon, that you banged it out, you could have said that it's mechulolin. That means that it's not so tight. So he says, no, we don't say that because that's not the derech of a shear. Your rope and a ring is usually very tight. So we don't say something that's not the derech. Zog the Gemara. B'masnisa tona. Oh, here comes now the second teretz. The question was, L'charitza chatzitza. So we answered that you banged it out, so there's room. The question was, why is it a chatzitza? And the question was, L'charitza chatzitza, how does the tire help? So we said, you banged it out. Now the Gemara is another teretz. Masisa tona, b'mechulolin, en chanami. It's not so tight. There's a revach, there's a space. If there's a space, so that's why the water can enter. Now Tosfos says, we weren't noches to use this as the original teretz. The second teretz of Gemara, we say it's mechulolin. Zok the Gemara weiter. Shol tamet echad migola elyonis rebeloza. Shemati shecholkim in tabas la tabas. I heard that you differentiate between two types of rings. There's a difference in halach in two types of rings. Omar loy, so he told him back, shemaloy shemati elyonin Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, maybe you heard there's such a difference. Meaning that on Shabbos, a ring that yechayv on hoitzah, it depends if it has a choysim, if it has a seal. If it has a choysim, then it's not a tachshit for an isha, but rather a masa, and if you yoitz on Shabbos, you chayv chatos. Mashengen a tabas that does not have a seal, a choysim, then it's a tachshit for an isha, it's not a masa, and if you yoitz, then you potter. You chayv when it has a chayis mesil, and you potter when it doesn't. So the differentiate between two types of rings by Shabbos, you can differentiate. Maybe you heard the gabi Shabbos. The ilin yin tuma dovedo achas dovedo chadihi. When it comes to tuma, there is no difference. All taboys have the same din. All rings have the same status when it comes to tuma. Is that correct? It's all one. Votnan, we learned clearly in the Mishnah. And Kalim again. This whole Amid is Kalim. Tabas, Odom, Tmeo. A tabas of an Odom is Tomei because that's considered a Ketakshi. That's a Kli. Mashenka tabas, Behema, Vekalim, Vishakola, Tabois, Atairos. Because you have to have Dumi the Klimidium, we said. And a tabas of a Hema and Kalim that are separate, removed from a Kalim, are Tahiros. They're not considered a utensil. So what do you tell me? That a ring is always is the same when it comes to Tumah? There is a big difference. There is a difference between tabois by tumah also. Tabas adam is tumah. Tabas behem kelim is tor. So what are you telling me that when it comes to tumah, it's all the same din? Shabbos you differentiate. Does it have a chosom or not? By tumah there also is a difference. And for the gemara, ki kamalo iu nami the adam kamar. He was referring to a human ring. There is no difference when it comes to tumah. In fact, the Gemara, is that correct? It's still not correct. Uda Adam Dov Do Achasi? Even a human ring, you're telling me it's all one, it's all the same, they're all Mekabel Tumah? Vatanya, it depends. Tabash, it's kino lachka by Mosnov. A tabash that you used as a, Rashi says, buckle. So the Rashi, for us, come in bukla. You use it in order to, as a belt, and you have a ring over there that's holding up the two sides of the belt. So lachka by Mosnov. Ula kashba ben ksefov, or to hold up your sleeves. So tahira, that's not considered a kli. That's not Meshamish the Odom. That's Meshamish the Begodim. That's not called a Kli. Because that's considered like a Tabas Kalim. So it's not Dumi the Odom. That's Moshech Zagrashi. So Mela, that's considered Namekabal Tumah. The only human ring that's Tomei is the one that goes on the finger. So we see there's a difference between Tabas Odom also. It's not Gabi Tumah. There's a difference also. It's not Dovdo Achasi. Enter the Gemara, ki komale iunami, that's my komale. What I meant is a human ring on the finger, there is no difference between rings, the Oma Kabatuma. Fact the Gemara, no, it's not correct either. Who the etzba dov do achasi, even a human ring on the finger, there's a difference between two types of rings. Votanan, we learned in the Mishnah, tabash mateches, if you have the ring itself is made out of metal. V'chois mashal almug, and the seal is made out of wood, out of cedar wood. Rashi says, atzi almoigim, tmeo. Why? Because then you look at it as pshute kli matches. Usually, something that doesn't have a base kibble, something that's flat, by eights, it's tor. By metal, pshute kli matches are tomei. So when the bottom part of the ring, the tabas itself is mateches, it's pshute kli matches, and it's tomei. However, he shall almag, the ring itself, the main part of the ring is made out of wood. V'chois mosha mateches, and only the seal is made out of metal, then it's tor. Then it's called pshute kli eights that are tor. So we see the differentiate between rings of a human on a finger, depends if it's considered made out of wood, the main base of the ring, or it's made out of metal. Enter the Gemara, ki ko'amale iunami, kulusha mateches ko'amale. When I said that there is no difference, dovedo achas, but gabetuma, it means the human ring on the finger that's made out of metal, there is no difference. And here all rings are created equal. Mashenka by Shabbos is a difference. Now Tosov here has a kasha. Hu shall amug v'chosh l'matchus v'im toimar for yesh v'beis kibul. You're telling me it's called pshute kli eitz. L'chorin has a place to put in the seal. So why is it not called the beis kibul? And a beis kibul, even by eitz, should be tomei. V'yesh loimar, the ain's a beis kibul. That's not called the beis kibul. Da'am rinon, beis kibul osi l'malois. A area that's meant to hold something and it's meant to be filled up is not called the beis kibul because it's going to be filled. That is what Tosis says. When is a base kibul called a base kibul? When it's not automatically meant to be filled. But osel malos is not called a base kibul. Fact of the that we know in the Gemara in Sukkah comes out that a kli kibul osel malos is yes tomei. It is called a base kibul. So Abchaim in stencils, he says you have to differentiate between what kind of utensil it is. If the utensil that you fill in remains one kli now, so then we don't see a base kibul. We see one utensil that's flat. But if it's a separate entity that's put in and taken out, so then you look at it as a base kibul. So it depends on every chafetz. A ring with a tabas in it is looked as not a base kibul, not as an area that's considered that holds something, because it looked now as one unit, and one unit is pshutik kli eitz. Mashenkin, if it's the bottom is mateches, it's pshutik kli matches. Zok de morav oichol. Another question that he asked. So it comes out that it's indeed dovid or achas when it comes to a human ring that's made out of metal. Another question that he asked, I see we differentiate between two types of needles. There's two types of needles when it comes to a din. Omalei, no. Shemele Shemat Elin Shabbos. Maybe by Shabbos, Taka, you heard that you differentiate. That the difference is that if the needle has a hole in there, in the eye of a needle, then you chayev chatas.
Then it's considered your moitzi, it's a masa.
But if it's not, doesn't have a hole in there, so then it's considered an adornment. Then you can put it out, use it as a pin on your beged. So then you're not chayev chatas. Then it's considered a malbush.
Then it's a tachshit.
The ilin yin tumah, when it comes to tumah, dovid or achasi, by the tumah it's considered one. By tumah there's no difference. So Gemara, is that correct? Ilin yin tumah, dovid or achasi, it's one? After all, votanan, machat shenitel chudo, a needle that the eye was removed. Oy uktso, or the pin, or the point was removed. Tahira, it's tar. It's not considered a mekabel tumah, it's not a kli. So we see that there's a difference between two types of machats. If it's removed, if the eye or the pin is removed, so then if the eye or the point is removed, then it's not a kli. So there's two types of needles. Like, no. Kikomale b'shleima. I meant a needle that doesn't have anything removed. Then there's no difference. Mekabel tumah. Zogmaru b'shleima dovid achasi. When it's whole and complete, it's for tumah. It's one din. V'atanan. We learned in the Mishnah again in Kalim. Machat shehel sechaluda. A needle that's very rusty. If you can't use that anymore for sewing because the rust is not allowing it to enter tahora, then it's not a kli anymore. Vim lav, but if it doesn't have that rust that it can go in and out of a beged, then it's still a kli. It's tomei. So we see there's a difference between if it has rust or not. Is it still considered a kli or not? So lagabi tumah, there's a difference between machat. It's not davda achas. So the Gemara no. This is only considered rust when you can actually see the rust. When you sew, you see rust on the beged. Enter the Gemara, ki komale b'shifa komale. We're talking about shifa. We're talking about that it's shiny. There is no rust. And when there's no rust, then there's no difference in needles when it comes to tumor.
Frank the Gemara, u'b'shifa dovdo achasi. And if the needle is shiny and polished, and there is no chaluda, there is no rust. So you're telling me there is no difference in gabi d'dinei tumor? After all, Votanya, we learned in the Braisa, Machat, if you have a needle, Bein the kuva, Bein ain't in the kuva, Sai if it has the hole, the eye of the needle, Sai if it doesn't, Mutta Latalta b'Shabbos, you still are allowed to carry with it in Rishus Yochanan Shabbos, and it's not called Muktza. Why? Because even though it doesn't have a eye of a needle, it's still called a Kli. Why is it a Kli? Because you can take out a Koitz, if you have a Koitz Migufa in the oven that it's Mutta, so you're allowed to take out a Koitz with it. So it's not Muktza. Beloy Amrinon, the kuva, the whole difference that we say that it's considered a kli only when it has a hole in there is elol inyan tumah bilvad. That if it's a nekev, if it has the eye of the needle, it's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. And if it doesn't have the eye of the needle, then it's not mekabel tumah. So we see clearly a chiluk between a machat that even if it doesn't have chaludi, even if it's nice and polished and shining, legabi kabbalas tumah, it's a difference if it has a eye of the needle or not. So why are you saying dovado achasi when legabi tumah all needles are created equal and there's no difference? And for the Gemara, Hotilgama Abaya, Aliba de Rova, Begalmi. Galmi means that it's still in the factory. It's not a finished product yet. Meaning, Tilgama Abaya, Aliba de Rova. Rova that said that a machat, that either the chuda or the uktso, either the point or the hole of the eye of the needle or the point got broken off, it's taka also betilted because of muktza. That is referring to where there's no use to it. Mashenke in the Braise, that's talking about a galmi, it's not gmar melachta yet. It's still one long strip of metal. So it was only broken as a strip of metal into different machats, different pieces. But there's no hole yet that was created. It's oimed l'nekiva. Over here, the Braise differentiates between muktza and kabbalas tumah, meaning gabi Shabbos and tumah. That since l'mais at the end of the day, you can take this machat, even though it doesn't have a hole in it, and you can utilize it to remove a koitz. So that's why it's not muktza. Mashenke l'gabi kabbalas tumah, since your intent is still to make a hole in it, still to pierce the hole, to create the eye of the needle, so memela, it's considered a kli shel nigmar melachtoi. So it's not a final product yet. A kli is only mekabel tumah when it's a gmar melachtoi. And so Rebbe Lezer is talking about a machat that's nigmar melachtoi. Where pshat is, it was nigmar melachtoi without a hole. And that's how you made the machat at the end of the day. And over there we say If that's how you made the needle without a hole, so it's mekabel tumah. Because the maisa, you can utilize it as a kli even without a hole. Meaning when it's in the factory, and your intent is still to make a hole, so it's not mekabel tumah taka. Because then it's not yet a kli. But Rabbi Eliezer, it says that there's no difference in gabi tumah, is talking about a non-rusty needle, that there is no difference if at the end of the day there was no hole or there was a hole, and either way, it's still roi to take out a koitz, so that's why it's taka dover da achas. Dafkin, such an instance. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis.